everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're joined by a special guest from the Love After Lockup, Love During Lockup universe, Indy. How are you, Indy?
Good. Hi, guys. I'm great.
You got it. Indy is giving us an entire look this morning.
I'm definitely
you look
fantastic.
Gorgeous.
You
are.
Thank
you. Look
you.
Fantastic. So we're really excited to talk to you. We found you extremely entertaining. We also love your mom. We just have to say that up front. She's everything.
Ew. I might get her to pop in.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
We'd die. We could do a whole
She's
interview
so
with
cute.
Your mom. Like, her mm-hmm. entire bounty hunter life is fascinating.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get started. First, we want to know, do you watch reality TV? And if so, what do you love to watch?
So I do watch reality TV, not as much as I used to when I was in my youth, but I think I like 90 Day Fiancé. I think that's really interesting. Married at First Sight. Yeah. I like, you know, some of the ratchet stuff, like the Love and Hip Hops.
Yes.
I like mom stuff. Like, I'm
big yeah.
on it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. We have a lot in alignment then. How did you watch the show before getting on it? Like, how did you get on the show, and was it something you watched before?
So it's so funny. I never watched the show until I got on it. Like, I didn't know what it was. So I had posted like a TikTok video and it went viral. And everybody was like, I guess, tagging in the comments, like, you should do Love After Lockup. And I'm just like, I don't know what that is, but okay. And then I ended up getting a message on Instagram and they was like, would you be interested in? And at first I thought it was a scam. And I was just like, And then I was like, all right, yeah, let me just see how it went. And it turns out that it was real. And so I went about it and now I'm here.
Was the TikTok video with Harry? What was yes. the video like?
So I had posted like, baby, I'm in love with a criminal. And then I put like our little, video chats and stuff like that. And everybody went crazy. I think it's like 2 million
wow.
views and likes now.
Oh, yeah. I got to find you.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. So had you dated people in prison before, or was this your first time dating an inmate?
This was my first time dating an inmate. Like, I would have never even thought about it. Like, it was actually crazy even for me, because I do some crazy shit, but this was definitely crazy even for me. And I was just like, but like, I felt about, like, I'm all about like energy and vibes. So like, once I reached out to him and we started talking and stuff, and I was like, okay, like, I like his energy, like, he seems nice. Yeah. So I just kept it going, and like, now it's like a look up and we're still talking.
And how did you
how
meet
did
him?
You, yeah, how'd you meet
him? I met him on TikTok. This girl had like a TikTok page where she was matchmaking people with like inmates. And so it had to be like 3 a.m. I'm scrolling through TikTok and his video popped up. And then I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then I was like, no, I'm going to do it. Like the next day, like I had a dream. And then the next day I was like, you know what? That was the sign. I'm going to take it as a sign. And so I did. And it worked out for me.
So what do you mean like matching TikTok is just like little videos of prisoners? It's like contact this person to connect with them. Like, how did you get in touch with Harry?
So she's like a matchmaker. So she had like different videos and she had like their names, their inmate numbers. And so I saw his name, his inmate number. I put it on like Google, like I Googled him, and then I ended up finding everything that I needed. And then I made a JPay account and I hit him up. On
there. Wow, look at the dedication. You like really did you found him.
I went out there. Listen, I get my skills from my mom. Like, and
I was gonna say, that's like, yeah.
Yes, literally. Like, I be private investigating everybody. Like, even if you're not an inmate, I'm still doing my background checks.
Oh, that's great. How did your mom feel? Like, how long did you wait between when you started talking to Harry and when you told her, like, hey, I'm talking to an inmate?
Probably like, I want to say it was like probably like a month, maybe a month in. And I started like gradually, like I was like, oh yeah, I'm talking to somebody. We're just friends. I'm getting to know him. I was like, I'm just a pen pal. I think that's how I started. She was just looking at me like, like, I don't know about this. And I was just like, no, we're just friends. It's nothing serious. Like, you know, and she was like, okay. And then like maybe like a month later, I was like, oh yeah, I'm in a relationship now. And she was like, oh my God, you are nuts. Like, what is going on? She's like, girl, it's people out here. And I said, yeah, but I tried that. Didn't work. Let me try something different.
Yeah. And how did you like with the, when you met Harry, how long did it take? Like, did he tell you immediately what he was in for? Like, did you ask that question up front? How did you kind of navigate that situation?
I definitely looked it up before even talking to him, because I was like, if he's a murderer, a rapist, or something like that, like that's gonna be, you know, pedophile or something like that. That's no. So I looked that up for myself, and then I saw like an article on like his crime and stuff like that, and I was like, oh yeah, that's definitely bad. But I was like, at least nobody's dead or nothing like that. So I was like, okay, I think I can be okay with that. And then the more like I talked to him about it, like, okay, what was your headspace? What's going on? And he was like, nah, I was just with the wrong crowd. He was like, I should have just stayed my ass in the house, really, because they called me out of the house to do that. So he was like, I should have stayed in the
room. Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, because he had everything going for him. Like he had his own place, his own car. He was working, like he had a job. So it was no need for him to even go out there, just hanging with the wrong people.
I picture the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls music video where the mom's like, don't go out. And then he does.
Yeah. And he could have stayed in. But I mean, lucky for me, he didn't, because I would have never met him.
So he does seem very remorseful, and he wants to be on the right path when he gets out.
He's definitely remorseful. Definitely wants to be on the right path.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
How did you feel when your mom did her little reenactment with you, which we thought was hilarious? But like, did that make you feel differently at all? About
this is dramatic, even for you, sis. Like, come on, calm down. It's like, really? Like, I know, I get it. But it's like a wall. It's like talking to a wall. Like, I feel like he told me all of this. There's nothing more that you can tell me. I already know.
Right. She's so cute. They had you at the ATM. That was hilarious. Were people at the store? Did they warn them, or this is just a reenactment?
I don't know if they warned them ahead of time or not, but I was just like, whoa, like y'all are nuts. Like, who does this? I was like, I know what it's like to be robbed. I've been robbed before. So I was like, this is over the top.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. So what attracted you? Like, how did you build a relationship with Harry? Like, was it what he said to you? Was it like, how did you kind of build your relationship, and what do you really appreciate about him?
I think the initial was, of course, looks. That's what initially attracted me. And then once we started talking, I think it's definitely the words. Like, he seemed like so sweet and like, you know, like uplifting. Like we would say, like we would do like prayers together. Like we would pray like once a week together. And then like we have deep conversation, talk about like our childhood traumas and things like that. And so I feel like that attracted me and just made me want to get to know him more. And then more and more as I can see, like he's consistent and he seems like, you know, he's wanting the same things that I wanted. I was like, okay, yeah, this is definitely the person for me. Like, he's just so sweet.
And you went and visited him, like you went and saw him, you were able to visit.
So because of COVID, like he wasn't able to do the in-person visits. So we were doing video visits. Yeah.
Okay.
But you saw him at the halfway house though?
Not physically. Yeah. So the halfway house was the first time I saw him physically, but everything else was video visits.
Wow. And did you ever worry about, like, we see it on these shows all the time where like they're talking to it's happening this season where like one guy's talking to a bunch of women. Were you ever concerned that that was happening with Harry, or have you trusted him like the whole time?
I trusted him the whole time. Like, for me, I felt like I don't have any worries right now while you're in jail, even though, of course, women could send, you know, things because he was on that website. But as soon as like we got into a relationship, he hit the girl up and was like, hey, you can take me off this website. And she did. And she sent me a message like, oh, I'm glad that it's working for y'all. He told me to take it down. And
oh, I was wow. Like, that's a nice. Yeah. That's
so
sweet.
I knew like I had nothing that's to worry good. About while he was in jail. Yeah. I more so was concerned.
What a nice girl.
Yeah.
Does she charge a percentage?
No, like, which is crazy.
She doesn't charge a fee.
She should.
She has her own show now, and I think on Discovery Plus.
Oh, really?
For her.
Wow, look at that.
For that same thing, matchmaking with Emmy.
Oh, wow. And so I think we've heard of someone might have mentioned that to us actually. What if Harry was in for say 20 years or something? Would that have been a deal breaker?
Absolutely. I definitely looked at time. I was like, you know, I can wait. A year, I can wait too. But like, if it was like 20, I would be like, oh, hell no. Like, life is moving on. Like, who's on that?
Right. Okay. We got to get into the psychic because we love this. Tell us about your history. Like, when did you start going to a psychic? And also, follow up would be like, has most of the stuff that you've heard from a psychic actually come true? Like, you trust their opinion?
So I've always been like a pretty spiritual person with those kind of things. Like, I'm into like, you know, tarot cards and like, you know, meditation for my higher self. Like, I'm into all that kind of stuff. And so it's crazy. Like, I was going to a therapist because I was going through like a really dark time. And so I was going to a therapist and she was like, I know that you're into this kind of stuff. And she was like, weird enough. Like, she was like, I got a reading before. And she was like, it was super accurate. She was like, maybe, you know, you might want to consider going and that can kind of help you in this place that you're in. If you can see like a the positive end for what you're going through. And so I was just like, I was like, okay, well, give me her number. And so she gave me her number and then followed by Instagram. And then I saw like her reviews and everybody was like, oh, she was so accurate. Everything was right. And so I was like, all right, I'm gonna try it out. And so I did for myself. And it was like, it was set immediately. Like I started crying because she was so on it. Like, and I was like, that's scary. And she just knew so much. Like it was, and it was unfolding too. So I was just like, oh, she's right. So I just kept going and kept going and kept going.
Is a reading a tarot card reading or just she's just telling you what she sees in the future? Is it both or?
So it's both. She has like a little pendulum where she does the yes or no questions. She has the tarot and then she also does like intuitive readings. And then the intuitive readings is just more so going off like her feelings and what she see coming, So it's a little bit of both.
And were you thinking of moving to Ohio before she told you like that's where you were going to go? Or did that make you go to Ohio?
So I was going to, that was already in talk. So our first plan was for him to come to Maryland. But then when we realized it was going to be harder for him to come to Maryland, I was like, okay, well, let's do Ohio. So for me, when she said like, yeah, Ohio, I was like, okay, that's confirmation okay. for me to go. But yeah, I was already going to go regardless.
Okay. And so you'd already kind of like started getting your stuff together and like thinking about moving. Yes. How do you with the relationship with your kids, like how do you manage that where you have two daughters? Is that right?
Yes. Two.
And one lives with
the dad. Yes. So we have joint custody. And so okay. I do get her on the weekends and then she stays with him like during the week. And then summers, I get her every week when we switch off every week. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, as long as I'm making my weekends and making time, that's cool. And then my youngest, I was like, oh, she's just coming for the ride. Like her dad is not even in the picture. She pops in, pops out, popcorn dad.
Like, great phrase, by the way.
Thank you. I was like, I need to make a t-shirt.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I was like, it's really nothing to worry about with that. So of course I was like, oh, it's going to be hard, but I was like, as long as I'm being consistent and, you know, my oldest is not feeling like left out or like out of the picture, like then it's cool. And she loves Eric. Like she loves him.
Okay. Dad is a good guy. It seems like.
Yes. He's a great father. We was together for 9 years, you know, from like 16 up until I was like 24, but you know, you grow apart and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Together for that long. So he's
how old were you when you had her?
I was 18.
Ooh. Okay. That's young, man.
Yeah.
Oh, your so body you, snaps wow, back good when you're 18, though, giving birth. Yeah, right. That's nice. You know, can't blame me.
You didn't even know you had a kid.
For sure.
So how did you, some viewers take issue with the fact that like your younger daughter is calling Harry like poppy daddy or whatever. How did you build that relationship between them that it actually felt like an authentic thing for her?
I think the video visits and like the phone calls, I think when kids see that you're happy, then they're happy. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not with somebody, if they see that you're happy, they're happy. And I feel like, he always took like the initiative to like conversate with her and like be a part of her life. And it's like, you can't really hide it. Cause if I'm on a computer and I'm doing a video visit and they running around and stuff like that, they see him. So it's like, they built up their own little bond and relationship. I never told her like, oh, you have to call him this. I think she just felt she went off the energy, especially because her dad is not consistent at all, but she sees that he was consistent. He was calling 4 or 5 times a day, saying goodnight to them, praying with them before bed and stuff like that. So it's just like, it kind of gradually happened. It wasn't like overnight. It took months for her to feel comfortable calling him that. At first she was calling him Harry. So
how long before you introduced them? Like via video,
it was a couple of months. I want to say maybe like 3 months.
Yeah, and you felt really confident at that point, like in your relationship. How long till we were like, oh, this might be the one with Harry? Like, how long did it take?
I think probably like around a 3 month mark, because it was crazy. Because I was like, I always said like the guy who knows what ring I want, that's the one for me. So like I always wanted like a black ring, wedding ring, which is like different from what anybody would typically want. And so one day me and him was talking, we're talking about rings and stuff like that. He was like, it's always been this ring that I wanted to give the person who's going to be my wife. And then he was like, it's a specific color. And I was like, oh yeah, no, for me too. And he was like, all right, let's say it together on three. So we both on three was like black. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
I was just like, you know what? Like, you're my soulmate for sure. Yeah. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, what's the odds? And after that, like, I was like, okay, yeah, he's the one.
If you would have had found an apartment and were more of a plan, were in Ohio, would you have stayed there? And how long were you in Ohio? Were you filming? It seemed like a while.
We've been there for a few weeks. We were in Ohio for a few weeks. And I feel like if I would have planned, I would have stayed. But I definitely was just going with the wind, which next time, you know, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do a little bit better. Yeah.
Do you get your family's concerns? Like, did you feel like your family was up your ass, or like, did you understand where they were coming from in terms of their opinion?
They were over the top, but like, I understood, like, you want for, like, you know, cause it's not just about me. It's about her grandchild. And then for my brother, for his niece. So like, I understood what they were saying. Like, girl, like, you're coming up here with no plan. Like, we're out here, you looking crazy. We look crazy too, cause we're coming with you. So I understood, but you know, when you love somebody,
they're very supportive to go with you they're great. Spend all that time. It was really nice of them.
Yeah. You're definitely growing up, hear their mouth, but they're supportive.
Yeah. So a lot of our listeners asked us to ask you about your hot brother. Did you have friends growing up who were always trying to, like, is your brother younger or older? And did you have to deal with that dynamic? Yeah.
Younger. He's 3 years younger. So I would be like, yeah, no, my brother's off.
Yeah, right,
like, right.
Because of course they would be like, damn, your brother look good. And then the eyes. And I'd be like, yeah, no.
You're a pervert. He's a little boy.
Yeah. So I'd be like, yeah, no. No. Yeah, and it's so funny because all the older women want him though. So it's just so funny. But I'm just like, yeah, no.
Yeah, absolutely not. No. That's hilarious.
He's very sweet too. Care about his sister.
Yes. Yeah. My mom has 6 girls, 1 boy. So you have to get through 6 girls just to get to him.
Oh my God. I want a reality show of your whole family.
Yes. Oh my God. You need a show.
They do.
And it's all girls, 1 boy.
I know that game night did look so fun. I was envious of it. Like, yes, I wish I could have a game night like that.
We're literally our own squad. We got so many games and drinks and stuff. It's always a good time. I feel like, though, that's when I make all my family announcements. Like, every family game night, I'm saying something. Like, it'd be wild.
I'm spiritually married. Yeah.
This is a weird question. But when you were what did you eat the most if you were staying in that hotel? Where did you eat most of the time?
We went out to like Chipotle. We went out to like Applebee's, just like regular ass restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I just curious. Yeah.
And okay. So we got to talk about the spiritually married. Is that a phrase you guys made up together or something you just said to people? Cause it felt easier. Like, how did you come to spiritually married?
That's actually something that we say to each other that we're spiritually married, because what happened was we was going to get married in April. So last April, we was going to get married, but because COVID happened, like, we was going to get married. I was going to go to the prison and get married, but then COVID happened. And so it was like, yeah, like, no, we're not doing weddings anymore. And I was like, damn. So that means we got to wait. And then, so he was like, it's all right. He was like, you're still my spiritual wife. And I was just like, oh shit, we could get spiritually married. Like, I sent him like my vows. He sent his vows. And then I was like, all right, like, and like, maybe not to nobody else, but to us, we're married.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And
did you feel like did you always have to defend that when you explained it to people? Like, did it piss you off that people didn't understand your connection, or you're just kind of like, nobody gets it, it's fine?
I feel like it's a little bit of both. I felt like, if you don't get it, you just don't get it. But then I also felt like, let me explain what I mean. So y'all just don't think I'm a nut here going around saying I'm spiritually married. It's just like, it's more so of like, it's not on paper, but it's a feeling. Like, I'm acting accordingly as if I'm already married, but it was supposed to happen. So it was just something to do until it does.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Any other sisters who are like you that believe in psychics, or would the TV show be called like, that's just indie? Are you on your own island with the rest of the family
Luckily, no. Like, my brother, John, he's into that kind of stuff. And then my sister, Londa, she's into that kind of stuff too. So luckily I'm not by myself with that. And one of my sisters, she does like little candle magic and stuff like that. So I'm not completely by myself, but it's so funny because like my twin, I have a twin sister and she's
Twin. Justine's a twin, but a boy.
I'm a twin brother. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
How many minutes apart?
2 minutes.
Okay. We're 7.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like, your mom. Wow.
She's super religious and into God, which is great because I believe in God too, but I'm not like, I still like have like psychics and like I'm meditating and stuff like that. She's not doing that.
Okay. Okay.
We were a C-section, so that's probably why they probably just yanked that baby out quick. Your mom, did she have labor delivering the twins?
So with me and my twin, I think it was quick for her. I think it was quick labor. Yeah.
Wow. She would labor, not C-section. God bless your mother. Yeah. She's amazing. You guys really could have a good TV show.
Yeah, we're not even joking. Great C-sections. Everything was vaginal births.
Screw the Kardashians,
You're the next family. What's the craziest? Has your mom told you any like crazy bounty hunter stories? Like, how long has she been a bounty hunter? Growing up, was that her profession?
Yeah, so growing up, her profession was working for Metro, and then within like the last few years, she just started getting like super interested in like law enforcement. So I want to say she's been doing this for like maybe the last past 3 years.
Okay.
But like, yeah, growing up, she was doing Metro, and then also she sings as well. So she was doing that.
Oh wow!
Then all of a sudden,
you ever feel nervous that she could get hurt? Someone might hurt her.
No, because like the things that she deal with, I feel like they're not like super hardened criminals. Like,
okay.
These are just people who like, you know, is out on and that has warrants or stuff like that. So it's like not super serious, you know?
Yeah. One thing to happen to your sweet mom. I loved your conversation after you were in the halfway house. You two, we seem like girlfriends. She is very motherly, but it was cute still too.
She's definitely motherly, but that's my best friend. Like, we go out, we drink together. Like, I can't go like whenever we go out to clubs, like I always gotta twerk on her. Like, yeah, she's definitely my friend and mother first, friend second.
That's great.
So was it just by chance you got to see him in the halfway house, or did they someone kind of look out for him
by chance?
Wow.
They were serious with the no.
Were you able to give him the stuff that you brought for him?
Yeah, so that's how I end up getting to see him. Like, I bought the stuff, and then so I'm just like moping, like hanging around a little bit, and I'm telling him like I'm inside, and then like I'm looking at my mom, I'm talking to her, and then she like I just saw her smile, and I'm just like what is she smiling at? And then she's like, turn around, and I said, huh? She's like, turn around, and then I turned around, he's there, he's like, hey, like mouthing like words and like blowing kisses and stuff like that. And then, like, he was so excited, like, just doing, like, the hearts and stuff like that. I was like,
That's so cute.
Yeah.
How did you, like, link up with his family initially? And, like, do you feel like you have a good relationship with them? What is your relationship with his family like?
The original link up, I was definitely nervous. Cause I feel like, for the most part, like, I was making all the effort. Like, Harry was always kind of reserved, like, I don't really want you to meet them. Like, mm-hmm. He was like, we're really not close. He didn't feel like, you know, that they were there for him in a capacity that he wanted them to be for him when he was in jail for those 4 years. So he kind of just was like, keep your distance. But I'm like, you know, I'm family oriented. So I was like, I want to get to know your sisters. Like, I want to get to know your mom. He was like, at your own risk kind of thing. And then like, so I was reaching out, doing the most reaching out. I think his mom, when she saw the TikTok video, she ended up reaching out. But I feel like with her, it's kind of strange. Like, I feel like she don't really like me for sure. Like, I don't really know where it stems from. I don't know if it's because I'm older or because we're moving so fast. Like, I don't really know what her motives are. But as far as his sisters, like, I feel like, you know, we have a great relationship. One relationship is greater with one of the sisters than the other. But I definitely think both of them, you know, like me.
Work in progress. Were they financially supporting him in prison? Like you said, maybe they weren't there for him the way, like, did you give him money while he was in prison? How did he make it through in terms of finances?
So he had like little chores and stuff that he would do. And then also like one of the guys in prison, like, was somebody who was mentoring him. He helped him find God, because at that time, like when he was in jail, he was like super kind of religious. Like, he was really like into it. So they would do Bible studies and all the other stuff. And his mother would help him out and send him money and stuff like that. And they would look out kind of for each other. And then also, like, I would send money and stuff like that, but he felt like, you know, his siblings and his mom didn't really like contribute, even though they say like on their side, like, no, we did the best we could. But for him, he's like, nah, y'all was letting me struggle in here. So
how do you feel when you see like the other couples where women are giving like 25 grand and like they have a kid that they're not? What's like the limit for
the max?
Are you somebody that? Yeah. Like, what do you feel like is the appropriate amount? Like, some of these women are like leveraging their entire lives and forgetting about their kids. Like,
I feel like you have to do what's in your budget. Like, I feel like it depends on like how much you're bringing in or like, you know, how much you're you're making, because at the end of the day, your kid's supposed to come first. And then, like, it's like all, like, if you want to buy yourself a bag, make sure the kids are taken care of first and then buy that bag. Yeah. So I definitely made sure my kids were eating first. And then I'm like, okay, I got something extra. So I might do 100 a week, or sometimes 200 a month, or something like that. But it wasn't like my whole life. And then he'll make a way too. It wasn't always me. Like, he would sometimes like make sure that he got money on the phone or whatever so we could talk. So it was kind of, to me, I felt like it was like a 50-50 thing.
A partnership. Yeah.
How did you save up to move? Did you have a job, or what?
So I was doing makeup. I was working at Ulta Beauty. I was doing makeup. And then I also was a hookah girl. And then when COVID happened, like, I kind of like was chilling and I stayed home. Like, I wasn't, because I was like, not risking myself. Yeah. But I'm so tight with my money. Like, I'm so tight. Like, my mom would tell you, like, I was saving. Like, and I'm always thinking ahead, because I'm like, you never know. So most of it was like savings and then stimulus checks and stuff like that. And then even he was having me get his stimulus checks and was like, use it for yourself. And then you can give me, you know, whatever you want, but it's for you and the kids. So he was looking out too.
Yeah. How did how did you feel seeing, I don't know if you're watching, the show, right? This season, like with Ty, we love Ty. We interviewed Ty. She's hilarious.
She's so sweet.
How did you feel when you saw the, like, is that something that you see happening, like that stimulus check hustle where they're like getting chicks, like, get their stimulus check? Like, is that something that was happening a lot at the time?
I definitely think that people be hustling and definitely be trying to do, like, you know, get women to spend their stimulus. But luckily for me, he was giving me his stimulus to spend on myself. So I didn't have
to worry. Yeah, right.
Did the COVID go through the prison? Did he ever catch it in there, and did they help take care of him?
So they did have COVID in his prison. Luckily, he didn't catch it, but like people around him were.
Oh, that's good. So scary. What a nightmare. All tied up. So there was one screenshot that went around the internet. I don't know if you saw it. It was a scene where you were like sitting on a couch where it looked like you had an ankle bracelet on.
Oh yeah, everybody was talking about that. I was like, I don't know what y'all talking about. I was like, I didn't have an ankle bracelet on.
Okay, all right, good.
So it just looks like that.
It just looks like that. I was like, no, I'm a good girl.
I know. It is weird. It's like maybe somebody put that around the edited the picture or something.
I was like,
Have you had any like legal trouble in the past?
Oh no. Besides like going to court for like custody, like that kind of thing. That's it. Yeah.
So it must have been like really different to like have to navigate, like to move into this space where you're like dealing with lawyers and prison. Like, how did you adjust to like that kind of life?
I feel like for me, it was easy. Like,
yeah.
Only because like it's almost like I've kind of been around that because of my mom, what my mom's profession is. And then also like just being sneaky, like, you know, when you're dating other men and stuff like that, and you be going through their phones and you're looking for stuff. And so I felt like it was easy for me to like navigate what I needed to navigate. And then I always would ask him questions too. So it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
And when you see his family again, will you bring up the confessionals where they're just saying, oh, he dates crazy women, or do you just let it go and just try to make peace with them or just get along?
I definitely just let it go. Like that kind of stuff just rolls off my back, because I'd be like, I know myself, and I have crazy moments, but I'm not crazy. And then me and his sister, we joke sometimes, and she'd be like, you definitely crazy, but I do feel like you're genuine and you love my brother. So
I'd be nice.
Crazy moments, not crazy.
Were you nervous about like your relationship shifting when he got out, or were you excited? Like, cause I know sometimes, you know, you talk a lot of game to each other and then they get out and it's totally different. Like, how did you feel about him getting out? Were you excited or nervous?
I definitely was nervous. Cause I'm like, okay, now like you look to the left, look to the right. Like it's bitches here, bitches there, bitches everywhere. So I was just like, definitely nervous. Cause I was like, you're not bad looking, but also like, I reciprocate energy. So I'm not bad looking either. So let's just see how you're going to act.
Yeah.
So it was definitely nervous. I was like, I don't want to bring out the petty side, but like, you know, I'm only going to look like a fool, but for so long.
And so you are graduated to life after lockup, right? We are excited for you.
You're our first. You were the How first did you one find elevated out through the franchise.
Did they just keep filming you and just say, can we use you? Or how did that happen?
So it probably was like a couple of weeks that went by. And then I got a message and was like, oh, we have something to tell you. Are you free? And I'm just like, yeah, I'm free. And then so they did like a little video Zoom call. And was like, so guess what? And I was like, what? They was like, would you like to be on the second? Like go over to the next. And I'm like, well, we made it. And they was like, yeah, we want to still continue to see you guys' story. I was like, oh, that's great. I was excited. Cool.
That's what awesome. Can, because that'll be coming in a couple weeks. What can we expect to see from you and Harry's story continuing on?
A lot of drama. You get to see my mom do something very crazy.
Oh, so,
it's going to be a lot unfolding.
Oh, I cannot wait.
And how Harry will be free.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys are so you guys are physically in the same space. Can you tell us that? Are you living together?
So right now I'm in Maryland.
Okay.
But everything else you'll see will unfold on the show.
But on the show, he's out of the halfway house. Yeah.
So yeah. He'll be he'll be in and out.
Excellent. How did watching yourself on TV, is it like, how did you adjust to like, do you watch the episodes and are you like, oh my God, what the hell was I wearing there? Like, do you ever have those thoughts or like, how do you deal with watching yourself on TV?
I definitely do. Like, I feel like every time I watch myself, I have anxiety. I'm like, oh God. Yeah, I did say that.
I can't imagine. I'd be
like, oh, why was my makeup looking like that? Like, why? Like, I feel like I was like, damn, I was just crushing. Like I wasn't doing, but you know, I also sometimes laugh at myself and I'm like, oh bitch, you're funny.
No, you had a couple of your lashes were serious. Like you were wearing nighttime lashes during the day. Like during you were ready for.
I'm so dramatic. Like I am. Like literally, lashes are my thing. I feel like that's how I express myself is lashes. Like the memes, hilarious. Like I think I retweeted some, or I would like laugh at some. Like it was hilarious to me. I was just like,
how many, what's your makeup routine? Like, how long does it take you to do a full face? Like, are you doing a full face every day? Like, what does your makeup routine look like?
Yeah, most of the time, yes. Like mostly every day, like I'm doing a full face, but if I'm just doing something minor, like going to the grocery store or something like that, then I won't do makeup. Yeah. I'll just do my eyebrows and throw on a lash.
Okay.
What age are your daughters allowed to wear full face?
Oh, great question.
Ooh, that's a good question. I would probably say like 17. I would say 17.
Wow, 17.
Like I didn't start wearing makeup until I was like 18, 19. And I started off small. First, I would do eyeshadow.
Yeah.
And then I started doing lashes. And then I started doing foundations and concealers and stuff. So maybe
17. I could think I have boys. I thought you were going to say like 10 or 12.
No.
And don't you think it's gonna be hard to fight them off?
My oldest is already trying. My 11-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was going to say, like, sure. Especially with social media and stuff. It's like they're like, gonna want.
Yeah. Like no, I'd be like, that's too grown for me. I was like, I wasn't doing nothing at that age. I'm not even mascara. I'm like, no, sis. When you get a little older, maybe 17.
I wasn't even allowed to shave. I remember going to a pool party and all the girls were shaving their legs, and I was so mad at my mom.
How
old were you allowed to shave your legs?
Yeah, when could you? That's a great question.
Probably, I didn't start like 12, doing none of this stuff until I was like 18. Like one, I left the house I'll say 16 because I left the house at 16. Like I was gone from like 16 to 24 because you couldn't tell me I wasn't grown. I had a man. So I'll probably say like 16 is when I started getting into stuff.
Okay.
And is that the dad, the man you were with for 9 years or so? Okay.
Yeah, wow. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Last couple questions.
Teenagers. Your mom was very young for all the stress daughters probably put her through.
50.
God, she's so cute. We really love her.
Yeah, we love your mom. Who's like your style icon? Like who's somebody's style, like fashion wise, that you really look up to or makeup wise that you love?
Ooh, that is a hard one. I would probably say Rihanna. Like I like her style.
I was gonna say you're giving me Rihanna vibes with like your whole look today.
Yes, I love her style, her fashion, her makeup line. Like that's something I probably want to do for myself too.
Yeah.
And her vibe too. She seems
the vibes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you see you and Harry having kids? Like are you interested in having more kids?
For sure. I might have announcements to make soon. Who knows?
Ooh.
Does the psychic tell you? And is it accurate?
Said that we were gonna have a son. So we'll see.
Okay.
Spiritual son on the way.
A spiritual son on the way.
And what are your daughters' names?
Nala and Nakoa.
How'd you pick that?
So Nala, the Lion King.
Yeah.
And then Nakoa, like I just was Googling names and it was a Hawaiian name. And it's typically for like a boy. It means like brave warrior. And like during my pregnancy, I was going through like depression. And so I was always sad. So the fact that I didn't have a miscarriage or something like that, like I was amazed. So I was like, this thing is so fitting for you.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that. Well, Indy, it was so great talking to you. We're fans and we're so excited
to
see you.
You look so pretty.
Thank you. Next time I'm going to get my mom to pop in and my hot brother.
Yes, please.
We got to
talk to you again after your Love After
Lockup
season.
Anytime. We want to hear what
we need to check in.
For sure.
All right, good. Well, if you don't mind, shoot out your TikTok and like your Instagram so people know where to follow you and your life.
So on all platforms, it's indie_love_lockup.
Awesome. Love it. Okay, we're following you now for not. And we had so much fun talking to you. Thanks for joining us. And we can't wait to see what you do next.
I can't wait to share with you guys. And it was nice. Y'all made everything feel easy for me because I was a little nervous at first.
Oh, no.
Good. We're glad. Thanks so much good for joining us, Cindy. And
tell your family we said hello.
Tell your mom we love her.
I will, for sure.
Okay.
You guys are stars. Bye, Indy. Have a good day.
Bye.